Alignment Healthcare's idiosyncratic take on Medicare Advantage. The Medicare Advantage sector is entering its most volatile inflection point in a decade, and Alignment Healthcare is doubling down on precisely the thesis Wall Street has abandoned. While peers retreat from coverage expansion and health plans report margin compression across their MA portfolios, Alignment's leadership is articulating a fundamentally different operational model, one that treats technology infrastructure as underwriting advantage rather than cost center. The contrarian playbook deserves institutional scrutiny, particularly as $50 plus billion in Medicare Advantage enterprise value has evaporated since CY 2023 benchmarks reset expectations. The macro headwinds are real, and priced-in Medicare Advantage penetration crossed 54% of eligible beneficiaries in 2024, representing the steepest adoption curve of any government health program in modern history. But penetration is not profitability. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services implemented rate adjustments that industry analysts estimate reduced average benchmark payments by 1.0 to 1.5% for contract year 2025, compressing already thin plan margins. UnitedHealthcare, Humana, and CVS Health/Aetna, controlling roughly 55% of national MA enrollment, have all signaled membership growth deceleration and elevated medical loss ratios above 86% in recent quarters. The conventional view: Medicare Advantage has matured into a low single-digit margin, high-volume utility business where scale is the only defensible moat. Smaller entrants without national footprints face structural disadvantages in provider network negotiation and administrative cost absorption. This thesis has driven significant multiple compression across publicly traded MA-focused payers, with forward EV/EBITDA multiples contracting from 12-14x in 2022 to sub-10x for most pure plays today. Alignment Healthcare, a California-based Medicare Advantage organization serving approximately 170,000 members across multiple states, presents a different hypothesis. Vertical integration of care delivery, proprietary technology platforms, and senior-focused consumer experience can generate durable unit economics even as benchmark rates plateau. Technology as clinical workflow, not digital veneer. The critical distinction in Alignment's model lies in how technology intersects with care management. Most health plans bolt digital tools onto legacy claims adjudication systems, creating member portals and telehealth integrations that reduce call center volume but do little to alter fundamental risk adjustment or utilization patterns. Alignment has constructed what it describes as an integrated care model powered by its proprietary AVA platform, a clinical operating system that connects care teams, claims data, and member outreach in real time. The platform thesis matters for one reason: medical loss ratio arbitrage. In Medicare Advantage, plans capturing 85 to 90 cents of every premium dollar in medical costs operate with dramatically different return profiles than those at 82 to 84%. A 200 basis point MLR advantage on a $12,000 annual premium per member generates $240 incremental margin per life, meaningful when multiplied across tens of thousands of members. If Alignment's technology stack enables more accurate risk stratification, earlier chronic disease intervention, or higher star ratings, which drive quality bonus payments worth 5 to 7% of benchmark, the ROI on platform development could eclipse traditional medical management approaches. The institutional question: is this proprietary technology actually defensible, or is it replicable by larger competitors with deeper engineering budgets? Alignment's relatively concentrated geographic footprint, heavy in California, Nevada, and North Carolina, suggests network density and local provider relationships may be as important as the software layer itself. Technology enables the care model. It does not replace the need for clinic-level integration. The star rating volatility wildcard centers for Medicare and Medicaid services' five-star quality rating system injects unusual option value into Medicare Advantage business models. Plans achieving 4.0 plus stars receive benchmark bonuses that can reach 5% of base rates, while 4.5 plus and 5.0 star plans qualify for additional rebate flexibility and enrollment advantages during annual enrollment period. For a plan with $1.5 billion in premium revenue, moving from 3.5 stars to 4.5 stars could generate $60 to $75 million in incremental top line annually, before accounting for margin mix benefits from attracting healthier or better engaged members. Alignment has historically positioned itself as a high-touch, consumer-centric plan design, which in theory should drive stronger COP scores, patient experience measures that heavily weight star calculations. However, star ratings exhibit significant year-over-year volatility, particularly for smaller plans lacking the law of large numbers smoothing that national carriers enjoy. A single quality measure miss, pharmacy adherence rates, blood pressure control, or hospital readmissions can cascade into star rating downgrades that take multiple years to reverse. The risk-reward asymmetry here is profound. Outperformance on quality metrics generates non-linear returns through bonus payments and membership growth, while underperformance triggers margin compression and enrollment churn simultaneously. Institutional capital must underwrite not just actuarial performance, but operational execution on 40-plus discrete quality metrics, many of which depend on member behavior outside the plan's direct control. Point 4. Growth math in a mature market alignment's idiosyncratic positioning creates uncomfortable growth. Mathematics: the company cannot realistically compete with United Healthcare or Humana on national brand recognition or provider breadth, forcing a regional density strategy. California represents the largest Medicare Advantage market in the nation with 6-plus million enrolled lives, but it is also among the most competitive and price-sensitive. Winning share in California requires either material premium discounts, eroding margins, or demonstrable quality differentiation that justifies equivalent or higher premiums. Assuming alignment targets 10% annual membership growth, reasonable for a scaled but not dominant player, that implies roughly 17,000 net new members per year. At $11,000 to $12,000 revenue per member per year, accounting for benchmark mix and supplemental benefits, that's $190 to $200 million incremental annual revenue. If the business operates at sustainable 3-4% EBITDA margins after corporate overhead, each growth cohort generates $6 to $8 million in incremental EBITDA. Reaching $100 million EBITDA scale requires either dramatic margin expansion or sustaining double-digit growth for 3-4 consecutive years, both challenging in the current rate environment. The institutional calculus: is Alignment a subscale disruptor destined for mergers and acquisitions exit, or a durable niche player carving out a defendable position within specific geographies? The answer likely depends on whether the AVA platform generates measurable MLR advantages of 150-plus basis points versus regional competitors. Absent that clinical operating leverage, the company faces a strategic ceiling. The contrarian thesis, and where it breaks Alignment's positioning, becomes compelling only if you believe Medicare Advantage is bifurcating into two distinct businesses: commoditized, low-margin national plans serving price-sensitive beneficiaries, and premium experience, high-touch regional plans serving members who value integrated care coordination. If this bifurcation occurs, Alignment could command sustainable margin premiums and exit multiples that defy sector averages. Key risk: Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rate-setting methodology does not distinguish between high-touch and commoditized care models. Plans with superior member experience receive no direct benchmark premium, only indirect benefits through star ratings. If rate pressure intensifies, even operationally excellent plans face margin compression. The bull case collapses if 1. Star rating volatility prevents consistent quality bonus capture, 2. Larger competitors replicate Alignment's technology advantages through acquisitions or internal development, or 3. Beneficiary enrollment decisions remain overwhelmingly price-driven regardless of care model differentiation. The bear case breaks if 1. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services implements value-based payment reforms that reward total cost of care management, creating tailwinds for integrated models; 2. Technology-enabled care coordination generates durable MLR advantages that compound over multi-year member relationships; or 3. Alignment becomes an acquisition target for a national payer seeking to acquire proven technology platforms and management teams. The bottom line: Alignment Healthcare's Medicare Advantage strategy reflects a structural bet that clinical operating systems can generate defensible economics in a maturing, margin-compressed market. For institutional investors, the opportunity is not in macro MA exposure, the trade is crowded and facing regulatory headwinds, but in idiosyncratic execution stories where technology, network density, and care model innovation converge. The company's regional concentration and scale constraints create meaningful downside risk, but also optionality. Either Alignment proves the integrated care thesis and commands premium valuations, or it becomes a mergers and acquisitions target for buyers valuing platform IP and embedded provider relationships. The next 18 to 24 months will clarify whether different translates to better in a sector where differentiation has historically meant little to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services actuaries or price-sensitive consumers. Watch MLR trends and star rating trajectories; those metrics will separate contrarian conviction from contrarian wreckage.